The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Michael Connett, President and Chief Executive Officer of Vizsla Silver. That's VZLA on the TSXV. Michael, thanks for joining me.
Well, Justin, thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Well, I mean, like I said, you are located over there in Canada, but your main project is in Mexico there, the Panuco project. Can you tell us about that, an overview of that, please, Michael?
Yeah, definitely. So the Panuco project is really quite interesting. It's to summarize it, it's a very large, very high-grade silver district in Mexico. And this district has been in production for over 400 years. And I was able to go, with the help of our team, go in and consolidate this project, something that had never been done before in its history, it's multi-century history. And now we're the company, the first company to have the entire project to explore systematically, as well as to move towards production. And, this is special because this doesn't happen very often in the silver space. And, silver itself is really quite important to the world right now, as it's an integral part of solar panels. It's very important to Tesla production. It's very important to electrical vehicle production. So silver, is a topical metal. And we have kind of got the tiger by the tail here in Mexico with the Panuco project at what seems like the right time.
Yeah, well, tell us about silver. You know, why silver? And what's your thoughts on silver generally there?
Well, I'm a relatively young CEO, but I've been investing in silver since I was a teenager. and when I was investing in silver early on, I was looking at it as a monetary metal, in the sense like a precious metal, like gold or essentially like gold and silver. But over the subsequent years, the importance of silver as an industrial metal has increased, and specifically in the green economy now, silver is very important to the batteries that are made for electric vehicles, as well as the photovoltaics in solar panels. So if you want green renewable energy, you have to have silver in the equation. And so I like silver a lot because it has the benefit from inflation, from money printing, from acting as a defense against the modern monetary theory that we see in the world today. But it also benefits from a couple of things here. One is increased demand from the green economy, as well as a very limited supply. There's not a lot of major mines coming online here in the near term.
Yeah. Now, what sort of unique selling points can you give us, Michael, for people who are potentially interested in the Panuco project?
Well, there's three main points here. One is that this is a very, very high grade, actually one of the world's highest grade silver projects that's recently been discovered. One of our main discovery drill hole, if you were to picture the property, as I said, this has been a property that's been in production for many, many years. Actually, the first person that discovered it was one of the early conquistadors from Spain in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And, when these conquistadors got to the project, they were mining some very, very high grade silver. And essentially since then, a lot of those old mines have never been followed up on. And so our geological team went and actually drilled some of these old workings around where there was old production. And we made an extremely high grade, one of the world's highest grade discoveries of silver recently. So, the first fact is that it's very high grade. And why that matters is because when you're operating a mine, it means that you have a lot of margin. So it's so in a lot of cases, grade equals margin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the second point is that we have a district that's, as I said, it's completely underexplored, but it is a producing district. So we have an operating and permitted mill on site. So we have production facilities on site that we own 100%. And in addition to that, we have all the production infrastructure that that this old district has as well, too. So we have a bit of a shortcut into production And that's really quite important. Yeah. And then the third point is that we have a, you know, a very large scale, actually one of the world's largest exploration programs. Now, we're a small company. Typically, when a company does these very large scale operations in terms of exploration, you know, they're major mining companies. But we're a bit different. You know, I started Vizsla back in 2017 and then in 2018 we did a very small IPO. And we basically bootstrapped this company from, you know, a $2 million market cap company to now close to, fully diluted, a half a billion dollar company. But still, on the grand scheme of things, we're a very small company with a lot of potential for growth here. And we're undertaking one of the world's largest exploration programs for silver.
Yeah, well, that's impressive. So you say, you know, one of the largest silver exploration projects. And I suppose that comes with benefits. Can you explain the benefits of that, please?
Sure, certainly. And you know, the benefit there is scale. So we have 10 drill rigs turning on the property, looking for more and more silver. And of course, you know, as we explore a district that's, you know, that's really never been systematically explored and never seen much exploration at all in general, the potential for us to find very large amounts of silver is really real. And so, you know, on a large scale, that you kind of your bang for your buck is certainly there. And so, you know, if you're excited about the green metals, if you're excited about silver and how the metals play into the green new economy, you know, I think if you're looking for a company to invest in, you're looking for something that has large scale exploration, because the potential for you know, big discoveries and a lot of success, I think, is amplified by that.
Yeah, and I suppose that's, you know, beneficial from an investor point of view. From an operations point of view, perspective, how does size, how does that play a role then?
Well, you get economies of scale, of course. So, you know, we have a team now that's capable of really quite looking at large scale concepts here. And understanding them very, very easily and able to make really quite impactful decisions on a large scale that you otherwise wouldn't have if you didn't have this type of operation here. I think that's really quite kind of the main benefit there, is that you get this economy of scale, but also the economy of scales of decision making as well.
Yeah. Now, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you're quite a young fella, and you describe yourself there as a mining millennial and as a sort of leader in mineral exploration who's achieved, you know, success at a young age, let's say early 30s. How does your vision differ from, say, other leaders in the industry? Because when I speak to people in exploration companies, mining companies, they're generally a lot older than you.
Well, you know, I think the way that I often talk about this is that you know, the mining industry has been focusing on ESG and on, you know, community relations, you know, because it's been imperative for the success of the companies and the projects in the past. But I'm not saying, you know, it's certainly not the entire industry, but, you know, most parts of the industry had been focusing on that. But I think as a millennial, our focus on shared values and alignment with the communities that we work in is maybe amplified even more. So, you know, for me, I'm the most excited about what we see there in the community. You know, the workforce that we have is almost entirely comprised of local people from the two communities in our district. You know, they have that continuity of what they've already been doing. You know, but the benefits are that they're able to, you know, to work for a company that you know, is really quite focused on safety and success and kind of furthering careers as well too. So I'm encouraged by the concept of shared values and alignment.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned ESG then, of course, it's one of the biggest investment themes around today and going to be for a long time. And how important is that to sort of in new and potential investors in an exploration and mining company?
Well, I think it's becoming increasingly important, and it becomes more and more important the further up the food chain, I suppose you could say, that you go. And so as a company that has aspirations to move on to a, you know, large New York Stock Exchange, diversity of board and team is very important. But I think our focus on ESG started even before we had aspirations of uplisting onto to a larger exchange. It's really for us, it's about that alignment and community values in the areas that we work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Michael. Time for the big vision here. Where do you see the company in, say, next 5 years?
Well, the next 5 years will certainly be a very large scale producer of silver and gold at the project here. I think we have a district that really stands alone in terms of its size and grade and the amount of silver that's there. And within the next 5 years, due to the production infrastructure that we have here, I suspect that we'll be in production producing a large amount of silver.
Excellent stuff. Michael, it's good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
That'd be excellent. Thank you very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.